It was a beautiful day, the sun hot and high in a perfect blue sky. Light danced on the waters of the Hellespont, the narrow strait dividing Europe from Asia. The young man stood at the helm of his ship. He was short and broad-shouldered, with soulful eyes and fair, curly hair that fell over his ears. All his life he had looked forward to this moment. As a boy, wandering with his friends in the woods, he had pictured himself leading his fleet across the sea, charging up the beach with his comrades, laying waste to his foes with sword and spear. He was a warrior, born and bred. But he was a dreamer, too. He loved books and poetry, riddles and stories. Above all, he dreamed of adventure. He saw himself scaling mountains, crossing deserts and discovering strange new lands. Now he was making that dream a reality. And as the rowers pulled on the oars and the breeze whipped at his sails, he threw his head back to the heavens and laughed for sheer joy. When they were halfway across the channel, his servants led forward a bull, which they had brought as a sacrifice for the sea god Poseidon. The young man raised his knife. It took just a moment. When it was done, he raised a golden wine goblet above his head and emptied it over the side, a gift for the Nereids, the nymphs of the sea waters. The coast of Asia loomed ever larger. Resplendent in his shining armor, the young man faced the eastern shore. His eyes blazed with excitement. A spear gleamed in his right hand. The shore came closer and closer.